the city called to order, the regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council is called to order at 7:33 on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, following the 2023 Board of Equalization hearing. At this time, I'll ask Councilman Dungle to read the mission statement, please.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Okay, thank you. Now, may I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Let me unmute our remote participants. All right, Mr. Bell?
Present.
Holden? Here. Ruby? Yes. Nicholson?
Here.
Robinson?
Present.
Dungle?
Here.
Chuyuka?
Here. We have a quorum. And at this time, please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you very much. This time I'll recognize the visitors in our chambers this evening. Welcome. We got the government class from Unalaska City High School. Please stand, please, and wave. Say hello to everyone. Glad you're here. Next, we've got Carl Mahalik with the statue that we're looking for. Rusting Man Foundation, which is our dedication that he's building to the fishermen. And I welcome, let's see, who else is here? Jeannie Hatfield from the museum. Knowles from the clinic. You're on the agenda later. Anyone else? All right, well. Anfisha Tudikov from the tribe, culture director. All right. Thank you all for being here and those that are listening on the radio. You're missing a good party up here. At this time, I'll ask for a motion and a second to adopt the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson and seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objections to the agenda as it is adopted. Presentations. We plan to hear a presentation this evening from the government class of the High School of Unalaska regarding their proposal for a community improvement project. Unfortunately, their presentation wasn't quite ready to go, so we won't be hearing from them this evening. We hope to hear from you at the next council meeting. Appreciate your interest in our government, and hopefully we'll show up for the next round. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Okay, one at a time, you have to give a speech or why you're not in the township. Thanks for being here. All right. Approve the minutes of the previous meeting. We have a motion and second to approve the minutes. Move of to April 25th.
Move to approve minutes of previous meeting, April 25th, 2023.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Robinson. Hearing no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. This time, our next item is reports, and the first one is the city manager report. Turn it over to the city manager, Mr. Acting City Manager, City Bill Humpa.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. Just highlight a few of the things that are in the report. We've responded to the council directive of last meeting to separate resolution for the Q Tribe funding that is on tonight's agenda. I wanted to point out we have a visiting squadron from the Japanese training squadron coming to port June 5th, departs June 8th. Some of you know that, some of you may just have heard, and they're working with some city representatives on putting together some activities. The amended and restated trilateral is on this evening for your support and authorization for the mayor to sign. There's a ceremony tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the 3 p.m. tomorrow at the library.
Yeah, it's at the library, but I believe it's 2:30. Is that correct? Be there.
And we tell you it's
out there.
It's 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'll be there at 2:30.
Good. Just to notice that we have issued a cancellation of our internet services with FastWire, formerly TelAlaska, and we're going to be issuing an RFQ for internet service for the city. And I'm happy to take any questions you may have on any of the other items in the report.
Any comments for Bill on the report, Councilman Robinson?
Yes, I seeing where health insurance was initially scheduled for a 12% increase, and you got that down to 6.5%, and that's roughly $40,000 per employee. Is that correct?
I'd hesitate to say what the per employee cost is, but the broker, and we have another person that we pay to help negotiate those terms. And that's why I say we're looking to actually analyze what that impact will be. So I can be happy to report that in the next meeting, what it will be.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Nicholson or Bell, do you have comments or questions for the city manager?
No questions at this time, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I do have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Councilman Bell.
My question would be along the same lines as the health insurance, and it's probably something you can get back to us as far as the city manager. I'm sure people look at this and wonder if that's going to affect, or the employees of the city of Unalaska are going to wonder if that affects them in any way, if there's any changes in order to get that decrease in cost. So I'm not sure if you have an answer for that now, or if that's something you can get back to us on.
I do not believe we reduced anything as far as what benefits are being provided in our insurance package. We have to report on that.
I heard part of that answer, but thank you.
Regarding the Japanese training squadron, are these large ships? I haven't heard about it yet, so I'm just curious, are they big ships with a lot of people? Last time we had military ships come in, there was a lot of people on board, and they didn't innovate. It makes a difference, too.
It's our port approach the diets.
Thank you.
There's two vessels coming in, and they're roughly 550 feet. They will be in at the same time, and they will have to keep the ships crewed. It's on, while they're at the dock, but they will be releasing most of their crew out for these activities, and they're looking forward to their activities, concerts, during competition, marathon swim meets, whatever we can come up with. So, yes, it will be busy.
Okay. Do you have how many on board each ship, like
on each one? 500 total.
Okay, that's big. Thank you.
And roughly 48 hours.
Great.
And we will be working on a schedule with activities in the community.
Yes, we are
Roger Blakely has been in contact with the consular office in Anchorage, as has the port, as has you, Mayor Tumikov, and we're trying to pull those pieces together. It is kind of a diplomacy. So they're really looking forward to meeting our elected officials and our tribal members.
Further questions for Bill? City manager, Councilman Tung.
I see we're down to 14 openings for the department. That kind of include some of the interim, right? So we're catching up. I think we're over 20 last meeting that we had. So things are moving pretty good in filling up positions.
I mean, on paper, it looks that way. We do have positions that people have applied for, and we're trying to catch up. So some of them may feel it's not going as quickly, but we are definitely in a better position than we were even 2 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Councilman Tungo. Any further questions for the city manager? Council? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item. I'll turn this over to the manager to introduce the financial.
Yes, sir. I'm going to invite Clay Darnell, our finance director. Got a report or packet. Happy to do a summary of Clay Darnell.
Good evening. We'll be reviewing the unaudited financials for the interim 9 months ended March 31st. And there should have been an updated memo. I didn't want to say that, but all the revenues are ahead of their budgeted amounts. I think you have this in front of amounts. Okay. Amounts up there won't type. There we go. Did that change? That is the correct information. So that'll tie back to the financial statements. So when we look at the projected investment earnings, that's why the 990 what we realized through this 9 month period. The unrealized gain was 1.5 million for a total of 2.5 million, which we'll see in the financial statements in just a minute. And then for the a review of the proprietary funds, I have a summary there, but we're going to look at the proprietary funds. Please turn with me to page 3. There you see our overall budget, 30.3 million. We've received 34 million for the first 9 months, which is 113% of the estimated revenues. And it's 7.8 million over the prior year amount received at this time for our expenditures. And we'll look at these one more time when we'll do some projections at the end of the year, but just in summary, our total operating expenditures are budgeted at 31.2 million, and we've spent 20.2 million year to date, which is 65% of the estimate. So we're about 10% underspent since we're at 75% of the fiscal year with 9 months. On the next page, for review of the special revenue funds, 1% sales tax is also doing well, budgeted at 3.8, and we've received 3.7 through three-fourths of the year. We've received 99% of the budget, and of course, we've spent, that's just the budgeted transfer of 3.8 million. So I think this fund will be in good shape at the end of the year. Our bed tax special revenue fund was budgeted at $175,000, and we're at 80% so far, and we're $140,000 received. And our expenditures, of course, are budgeted at $210,000. We make those monthly, so they're right in line with the estimate at 75%. But I also think the bed tax special revenue fund will be in good shape at the end of the year. The E911 enhancement special revenue budgeted at $75,000. Actual receipts are 85% of that number with no budgeted expense. Well, excuse me, with no actual expense. We've got $75,000 budgeted, but we think we will have some amounts there by the end of the year. The tobacco tax special revenue fund is budgeted at $750,000, and this one is about, that's about 9% behind the 75% estimate. So I'm not sure exactly what our receipts are going to be, but there's our community support. It's only budgeted at $88,000. It's exactly in line with the estimate. So I don't know if we'll receive the revenues that we budgeted this year. We need a couple of years to really figure out what we're going to receive and to be confident in that. But certainly the fund should be in good shape by the end of the year since we haven't appropriated all the estimate. Then for review of the utility funds, just quickly here. The electric proprietary fund had $16 million budgeted, and we received $15 million, or 93% of the funds, or 93% of the estimated funds. Our total operating expenses on a cash basis are budgeted at $18 million, and we're only 65% expended. So our revenues are strong, and our expenditures are less than the budgeted amounts. So we, at the end of the year, our net earnings and loss were budgeted at $6.3 million loss. So far, we've lost $246,000, and then I'll show that projected to the end of the year in some of the last pages of the presentation this evening. Continuing forward to the water proprietary fund, we've got $2.7 million budgeted, and we're a little bit behind at $1.8 million, only 67%. But our expenditures budgeted at $2.5 million and with $1.3 million expended are also considerably, that'd be 20% behind. So we have $2.4 million appropriated. At the end of the year, we realized $1.7 million on the last line there, $1.7 million. And we'll look at the projections for this fund through the end of the year in just a minute. On the next page, our wastewater proprietary fund revenues are also right in line with the estimate at 77%. Our total operating expenses budgeted at $3 million are only $1.8 million, or 62%. So we're 13% unexpended there. And then on the last line that's not titled, we had a budgeted use of $1.5 million. Of net assets available for appropriation. And so far we're at $748,000. I think this fund will be in good shape by the end of the year. Definitely all of the proprietary funds except one are expected to be in a position to use less than the budgeted amount at the end of the year. For solid waste, we had $2.8 million. So we've got 84% of revenues are above, and the total operating expenses once again, at 54% are behind. Thank you, Margie. Our net earnings and loss of $1.5 million budgeted is only $372,000 at this point in the year. And we'll look at this in just a second if we can get there. Ports and harbors, revenues $8.5 million. We've received $6.5 million, so we're right in line with the estimate. And then in the total operating expenses, cash basis are $6 million, and we've actually expended $4.1 million. So we're 6% behind. So our net earnings and loss was budgeted at $4.5 million, and we've received actually realized $3.5 million year to date. So we're probably going to be right in line with the estimate on for the Ports and Harbors Fund at the end of the year. Continuing forward to the Airport Proprietary Fund, revenues are 68% of the estimate. Expenses are a little bit ahead. So the net earnings and losses is estimated to be $338,000, and it's $315,000 working with Peggy and Patrick to look at the expense and see if we need a budget amendment by the end of the year, because we can't overspend the, actually the amount right there, the total operating expenses at $598,000, we're at 78%, but we can't over, we have no authorization to spend. So maybe next month we'll be back, and after we look at the expenses and see where we're going to be, we would naturally slow down a little bit in the month of June, but just not sure how much. Then housing, our revenues are budgeted at 258, more 10% lower with 65%. Our operating expenses budgeted at 406,000 or 273. That's actually behind the estimate, the budgeted expense. So on the housing fund, we're going to be close also with a budgeted loss of 343,000, and we're at a quarter of a million now. Next, I want to go back to I want to go to page 17. I'm not going to cover it in detail. I want to show you, this is the report that I included last year where we show the estimates or the projected amounts to the end of the year. Yes. So it takes every report that we looked at in summary, right, and the change in net position in the first grouping where it says year to date, and the total is 1.4 million and projects where we're going to be to the end of the year. So I've included that again. And then on the next, some of those projections for the general fund, so you have an idea of what we're expecting to receive. So on the previous page, we showed the 5.2 million as projected revenue. On this page, it shows you the different revenue types. So this isn't seasonally adjusted or anything. All this is done is said for raw seafood tax, that basically was 75%. So the 3.8 million was for 9 months. So you can see for the remaining 3 months, it's approximately one third of that number, okay? Same for moving down to sales tax. So if you look at sales tax, we increased our sales tax revenue for the next fiscal year, but our actual revenue is projected now to be 10 million for sales tax. And just one more point on this, because I think there was a question, is that 7.5 million that you see in the actual receipts, that's three quarters, but it's a little bit confusing. It's the fourth quarter of last year that we left to approximate a receivable, and the first two quarters of this year, and the third quarter we'll receive next month, right? So it's a little bit confusing, and to know exactly what to accrue to the end of the year, except on these quarter ending dates, it's a little bit easier because I know I've got a full quarter in there. So that's where we expect to be in sales tax, for 10 million. And then investment earnings would just be the cash basis investment earnings through the end of the year. We're going to be at 1.3 million conservatively, and we've only budgeted 1 million for this year, for FY24, and 400,000 for FY23. So on the next page, the last page I wanted to cover, it's the expenses by department. And I just did the same thing and to project where we're going to be at the end of the year. And what this shows if you can move down a little bit more, G, where it shows the change in fund balance, you can see that with our budget, we appropriated a use of fund balance in the general fund of $8.6 million. And so far, we've got a positive change of $5.4 million. Okay. And we're projected based on this method to be at $3.8 million at the end of the year. So that's where you get the $12 million positive variance. We thought we were going to be down $8 million, but we're going to be up $3.8 million. And the change between those two numbers is $12 million. Are there any questions on the information presented?
Comments from council? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment. That high price, that high number in the sales tax is something we can't count on. That's primarily more likely due to the high cost of groceries and the high cost of fuel. They've been abnormally high here for the past year or two. And historically, the excess sales tax was always utilized for us to advance capital projects within the city, because with such a small population compared to other communities, we have very little chance of getting, you know, obtaining money from both the federal and state governments. So that's how we were relied on to build this community.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Any comments from the telephone, Nicholson or Mr. Bell?
No comments. Thank you.
No comments.
Thank you. Councilman Tungo?
I appreciate the presentation. It made it a lot clearer. It's nice to see revenue being up and expenditure being down for the airport and the housing. That's always been, yes, that's always been a downhill for us. But everything else, I think we're on track and we're still doing good. I think fishing is still doing good and still going to keep going in here for a while. Thank you.
Councilman Coleman and Councilman Luby.
Notwithstanding staff's efforts in keeping expenses down, I do recognize, though, that, and it's more of a comment that we even just addressed in the city's manager report, the lack of staffing. So I'm wondering, you know, with personnel being over 60% of your budget, you know, how much of the decrease in expenses is because of vacancies? So I think it might be a little bit, it looks great, but I don't know how much of that really is because, you know, we're not, these positions are not filled. So it's always kind of curious about that because this whole year has been, we've been really shorthanded. So just, I guess just kind of a comment, but it would have been interesting to see how much of that has really paid effect in expenses.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
Okay, and adding it to the presentation for next time.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman, Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I actually wasn't going to make any comments, but and it's more of a question actually. So it just came up here on the airport proprietary fund. Are we receiving additional income now that we have other carriers in there? I mean, is there anything coming to light there? Or are they still sharing with another carrier?
I think so, but I want to defer to Peggy.
So we are receiving income from Dyna Air, who took over the old travel agency location there by the baggage claim. Aleutian Air is not under their own leased space just yet. We are working through those processes just now. They want to expand the ticket counter. So that will be additional lease space, that we're not realizing that revenue just now.
Okay, great. Thanks. And thank you. It was a very nice presentation. Thanks.
Any further comments or questions for finance report? All right. Thank you. Thanks for that great report. Better to understand this round than before. Thanks. Our next item is community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes and the council will listen. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi, council. Mayor and council, this is Roger Blakely, BCR. We are halfway through our Unalaska community cleanup. I want to thank everybody that has participated and ask that if you haven't, to go out and participate. I think we've collected about 600 bags so far of trash, and we've had some real good groups out there making a difference for our community. So take advantage of it. The ending date will be May 15th. On Sunday, May 14th at noon, from noon to 4, is our PCR spring garage sale, and vendors have already signed up. We're looking forward to having people there on May 14th from noon to 4. We also have our 2023 youth wrestling camp. It'll start on Monday, May 15th and go to Friday, May 19th. It'll be at the high school small gym, and we encourage you, if you want to do some wrestling, to participate. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you, Roger. You're doing a great job. Thanks for the library. It was a great success. Very well done. Thanks.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Jenny Hatfield, Museum of the Aleutians. I have a few announcements. So I'd remind folks that we're now open Sundays, 12 to 4. We continue our regular hours, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 to 4. We're pretty excited with cruise ships season starting. We were very disappointed not to see the cruise ship yesterday. We have another one today. It's pretty important revenue for us. And we also always need help if there are folks who want to volunteer with us. May 20th is the end of the community art show. So you have until then to see the really great talent of our community. For the next month or so, you can see our new acquisition. We received a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation through Museums Alaska to acquire a basket made by Tina Kudrin Gowan, and it is on display in the front of the museum, so come in and check that out. It's showed next to her aunt's basket that's in our collections. We are also trying to fundraise for another art acquisition, a piece of art made by Carly Thayer. She's an Anunga artist. Her dad, John Moeller, and her aunt, who's on our board, both grew up here. So she's an Alaska Anunga. And she is a wonderful artist. She's using some traditional methods. And we are raising money to acquire one of her pieces that was actually featured in a fashion show. And it's called Patinaed Body Piece. And it's an example of living Anunga culture that blends traditional and modern materials together. And it would be the first piece that the museum would acquire that shows modern interpretation of traditional regalia and design. And you can find how to donate to this fundraising through the museum's website, store.aleutians.org. And you can read more about the piece on that website. We're also looking forward to greeting the Japanese Navy servicemen, I'm not sure what to call them. They're going to come into the museum, so we're looking forward to that. And it sounds like about 200 people will come into the museum. And May 25th is our end of the month trivia. And June 9th, we'll have the opening of our new exhibition, Under the Sea, featuring the art by Carl Mihalik. So we're pretty excited about that as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
good evening. Ben Holes here on behalf of the Unalaska Fire Department. Just wanted to remind everybody to participate May 19th for the National Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day. The Unalaska Fire Department is proud to sponsor Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day to help promote the National Safe Boating Week, which is May 20th through the 26th. U.S. Coast Guard statistics show that drowning was reported to be the cause of death in 4 out of every 5 recreational boating fatalities in 2021, and that 83% of those who drowned were not wearing life jackets. So we really want to bring some awareness to that. We hope you join us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. I'm Vinny James. I noticed something the other day I wanted to bring up. I wasn't going to mention it, but you know, we were talking about financials, and I noticed that the lights are staying on, some cases like an hour and a half after, way after dawn. And I don't know if the entire city lit for that amount of time is costing the city a lot of money, but I would imagine it's some. So I just want to bring that up. Maybe something you can look at, you know, I mean, literally the sun is up and the lights are still on.
Yeah, thank you. Well, electricians or utility, you'll check into that, I'm sure.
Hi, Anfisa Pidikoff, Culture Director for the Kowloon Tribe of Unalaska. I wanted to remind everybody out there that we are accepting registration for all of our local youth from 4th to 12th grade to attend Camp Kanayu. That is July 30th to August 5th this year. A lot of cool new fun stuff going on this year. We also have a healing with plants class coming up at the end of the month, which is a 2-day class for Alaska Native women so that we can heal from historical and generational trauma to reconnect with our traditions and you know, use our local plants for salves and oils and that nature. So it'd be really exciting to see that happen.
Thank you, Andrea. Doing a great job in the culture program. A lot of traditions alive. That's great. Mr. Carl.
They loved it. Good evening. Carl Marie Mahalik for a statement foundation about the Fisherman's Memorial progress. Dear Mr. Mayor, council members, and public. We'd like to give you an update on Fisherman Memorial. As you are probably aware, we just spent about 3 months in Czech Republic to take care of all the needs connected with the memorial. We spent countless hours of meetings with people involved, starting with a sculpture artist, going to the foundry and metal print shop, overlooking bronze casting, choosing lettering from plaques, and etc. At the end, actually, 3 bronze statues, 7 feet tall, were successfully casted, put together, and chemically coated. At the same time, 4 plaques, 24 by 42 inches, were finished as well, also in bronze casting and chemically coated. These plaques will be placed around the memorial on big rocks, talking about Aleut history, fishing in the 60s, modern fishing, and there will be a couple of poems from local artists. There will be 8 more plaques placed on the memorial, which are still being worked on. And you can see the actual statues on a monitor. I don't even know what's going on. So these are the statues, which are right now in a 40-foot container going to Seattle. They should be in Seattle at the end of this month. And Carl and me, we need to go there and deal with the customs and do all the proper paperwork, which already started, but we have to finish it right there when it comes here. Also, we're going to put these statues in the different container, which will only be 20 feet container, and this container will come to Dutch Harbor. Thanks to AML, they donating the cost, the transportation, which is really nice of them. We have a few other companies which are donating their services instead of cash donations. But we have one really bad complaint or situation. Basically, none of the local businesses donated any money to Fisherman's Memorial. We raised lots of money. All the money came pretty much from the fishing companies or transportation companies, but none of the local businesses seriously participated. So that's really one of our big complaints. So that's pretty much it from us. If you have any questions, we will be happy to answer.
Solution.
Or any solutions. Our members of the board of Rustingman Foundation went through every and each local business asking for donations. This is what happened. And this community actually lives from the fishing industry, of course. So this is really sad. Any questions? No? Okay. I hope you like the pitches.
Thank you. A great job. We're looking forward to seeing the product when you get here. Thank you. Good job. Comments? Anything? Any further comments from the chambers? Hearing none, I'll go to comments on Zoom or telephone.
None, sir.
Next item is the public comment on agenda item. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda if they don't want to wait until it comes up on regular agenda. To comment later during the agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes. No discussion on the agenda? Anyone on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
All right, thank you. Next up is the work session. We have a motion and a second to go into work session.
Move to go into the work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Cuzzle. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Work session. All right. We're in work session at 8:14 p.m. I have a motion. We're in work session. First item is the Hilloop Family Health Services request for site control of partial adjacent to the clinic. Turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and City Council. So tonight we have a discussion involving the clinic, IFHS, and Noel Ray, the clinic CEO, is here to help facilitate that discussion and any questions you may have. As you know, the clinic is situated on property that is owned by the city, but we have a long-term lease with the city for that property. We own the building. I should declare that I'm the president of IFHS Board of Directors at this time, so I have a bit of a conflict myself. So it's up to Noel, and we have Dr. Hatfield here, who is also on the clinic board, so they will be entertaining any questions that you have about this particular item. So with that, I'd like to ask Mr. Ray to come up to the podium.
Good evening. I don't know if I had much to add other than the letter and then what was in the city manager's report, but I think the issue of us trying to maintain and be sustainable is kind of at the root of everything we're trying to do. So in order to, short of a windfall of money coming landing in our lap, we need to grow what we do and bring on new services and fix what we do. And in order to do that, we'll need to expand. And I think we're already kind of on that property in a number of ways, in terms of our containers and our parking and cost of, you know, construction going out is pretty expensive, but it's going to be cheaper going out towards this way than trying to build up on top or into the mountain or another building somewhere else or any of those things. But I think this was a work session, so I didn't have a presentation other than I think what we've already given you in terms of the city grant application that outlines essentially the deficit that we go through every year and keeping ER open. So we're trying to find alternative revenue streams to offset that so we can keep doing that for the community. I'm happy to answer questions for.
Okay. Councilman Robinson.
Yeah, just a comment. This whole area used to be a little lake, and when we filled it in, the intention for that parcel was for future expansion of the clinic. I was disappointed when a previous administration brought forward the putting a public safety building there, which I objected to because this was always intended for future expansion of our medical facility. We had gone through a number of different little facilities, one from upstairs where Channel 8 is. Then we got moved into a building that the school built that was in the parking lot. And there really wasn't any big plan for a lot of expansion of our medical facilities. It was obvious we couldn't expand where the other one, the little wooden building was down by the in the parking lot. And then when we had filled this in, the community got behind this and built this clinic, but with full intention of expanding it into this. So I'm glad I'm seeing this finally come full circle, so to speak, because we definitely need to address, well, we need a medical facility here that has more capacity than the current one. Thank you.
Any further comments? Those that on the phone, Councilman Bell and Councilman Nicholson. Comments or questions on the clinic?
I have no comments or questions at this time. Thanks.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I do have a couple comments. I know that the plan was brought up, several years ago to use this lot as a future police station. And I think as a discussion as part of this, I think that probably would be a good discussion to look at where else would be a good spot for a future police station. The other issue that is on there would be the skate park. And if that were to be relocated, where to relocate it, how to rebuild it, and who would pay for it. I'm kind of on the fence either way, and I'd be open to listen to what the other counselors and other people have to say about using that property as future clinic or health facility buildings. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman.
Yeah, so I just invited to find the term site control, because I guess, you're talking about expanding to the east, right, where the current parking lot is. And if that was expanded to there, then you're looking at the other area is basically parking. So does site control mean that, because then we're talking about skateboard park, that you can't have another piece of another asset on that property in order to have control? So that skateboard park, even though maybe it may not be in the way of any kind of construction or usage for the area, it would have to be moved because it belongs to the city and not to the clinic.
So the question was site control. It could be a land lease. It could be a portion of that if you wanted to carve out the skate park. I know I'm on the PCR board, put that hat on. I know they were talking about it going healthy field and a bunch of other pieces. But so I don't think it's, kick everybody out with taking the whole thing and running the show. But site control can be the whole piece, and it's permanently be the 100-year lease model where it's $1 a year. So it rolls back eventually. So what we need is just to know that space is available to us, and we can say there's site control and go to funders because they expect that. Like, if you don't have site control, then they're not going to even talk to you. But could the skate park be there? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we have this top secret design. It's all mapped out, and it's getting rid of the skate park. It's great to have it near medical. It could move somewhere on the property, or I mean, there's lots of options there, but I don't know anything about skate parks, but we're not trying to be exclusionary about the skate park, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Luby, then Councilman Pungle.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've always envisioned this area as part of the clinic and room for expansion as well. So when I heard they wanted to put a police department in there, I didn't think that was a great place for that either. I'm not sure where the other place for that would be, but I would definitely look at different places for that because this is basically, you know, we may have to move the clinic eventually if we needed more room, if we didn't do this. So I'm in favor of it. And I hope that we have some nice facilities here because of it. So it would be good. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Councilman Pungle.
I'll be in agreement for expansion, but you got any kind of idea or the, I know there's no design yet. How the expansion gonna be approaching when you do emergency and back up a vehicle in there, and it's I know it's congested when you guys do it right now. The door's on the side and you gotta park straight forward. And is there any kind of idea or design that you guys doing that we can stay in there for it to make it accessible, easy, and
yeah, no, definitely. I think that you know, in conversations with EMS and fire, we really don't have an ambulance bay, and it's really tricky. I've been out there shoveling ice berms trying to get that out of the way so they can at least get close. So yeah, I think at the end it would be my expectation that whatever we build would have like an actual ambulance bay you could drive all the way in. The way it is now, if you remember when I was here a month or so ago, we're gonna have that CT right in the very front of the building because we don't have room inside it. So it's gonna be really, really ugly. But it's really the only place we can put it because we put it over by the ambulance bay. It's a real tradition and 20 years of doing this that ambulances hit buildings like all the time, and if they hit our CT, that's $500,000 bogey. So so it's going to have to be in front until we can build something to put it inside, and that's better obviously for patient care too. So yeah, the goal would be making accommodations so we have an ambulance bay that they can actually drive in, maybe drive all the way through, some space for EMS to kind of do their charting afterwards and store some equipment. We interface with them a lot. So we try and we have them on the design part when we get to that, of course. That answered your question.
Thank you.
Any further comments for in regards to the clinic site control on the additional property adjacent to the clinic? I bet it's clinic.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I did have one more comment.
Councilman Bell.
Yeah, we were just pulled up there on the screen was a drawing of where the CT extension, I'm not sure which we're going to title it, but where that extension would go. And it looks like from that, I guess it's not to scale, would be actually we're only losing a few parking spots. Is that what we're trying to gain back by utilizing that property, or would that be for future expansion of another building?
Oh, I think it'd be for both. Definitely impacts our parking. Parking's kind of crazy right now before bringing in a trailer that would be out there in the past. So we would lose more, but we're already kind of short. We're already encroaching. I don't know. We probably put 10 or 15 cars over there regularly anyway. So parking, yes. Also, just having for a new building or an expansion onto that building for the CT to actually be inside, which is better for patients so they're not going to walk out in the wind or snow or rain or whatever happening right now. That answer your question.
Yeah, and then I'll make one other comment. And I know it's a difficult lot to build. or do anything would be the lot to the south and west, I believe it is. It would be to lower left if we're looking at the picture on the screen. The only reason why I bring that up is because it could could solve two problems, more space for the clinic, and the discussion we've had before about expanding the roadway through their utility easements and any improvements that would be potentially beneficial as far as turn lanes onto Captain's Bay Road. And I know that is a difficult lot to do anything with if it's still available. Sometimes things are not easy. So I would hope that we, there'll be a little more discussion about that if that's even a possibility. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further questions, comments on the proposal?
Jenny Hatfield, as an archaeologist, I can tell you that lot would be problematic because it does have a World War II resource on it. So you'd have to mitigate that, which could be costly. That's for the Schubauer property to the south.
I'm not sure, but I heard the grapevine, he took it off the market anyway. 2 months ago. Councilman Robinson.
I'd be willing to look forward to making this happen for the clinic and bring it back to a future council meeting.
If I may,
thanks.
So, as your city manager speaking here, I would appreciate a directive of some sort if you'd like to see that in terms of, an analysis in terms of a lease, in terms of how would you like that to be brought forward, or would you just like more information?
You can do that out of work session.
I'd suggest fashion it similar to the agreement we have with the clinic already. I mean, it's already there, and just fashion it the same method where the city continues to own the property. It's just the control is to the clinic.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Noel. Appreciate it. All right. No further discussion in work session. Let's see. Does anyone on Zoom or telephone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Anyone in the chambers wish to speak? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Motion and second to return to regular session.
I make a motion to return into the regular session.
Have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Coleman. Hearing no objection, we'll go back into regular session at 8:30 p.m. Moving right on. We are now on the regular agenda. Now at 8:30. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with the city clerk and have 3 minutes. And the resolution, hearing no one to speak. Resolution 2023-18, amending resolution 2023-16, adopting FY23 capital and major maintenance plan. I have a motion and a second to adopt the resolution.
Move to adopt resolution 2023-18.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Just a moment, sir.
So yes, sir. Mayor and City Council, this resolution is being brought to you to amend one you just adopted. But for the idea was further discussed after the adoption of the CMMP that we should probably have considered allocating or using the 1% tax for one of our capital projects, which, if you recall, we have about $3.1 million some sort in for Captain's Bay Road improvements. And so we went back and looked at that to amend it. The budget that you'd be looking for the first reading also reflects this change. So all we did was merely change the funding source and wanted to take that recommendation into account. Sorry we didn't think of that before we presented it to you for adoption 2 weeks ago.
Councilman Robinson?
Yeah. I would suggest postponing that motion. We can always come back and do a budget amendment to that. We look at what happens with the final state budget and capital projects, and I think that I don't think there's going to be any capital projects, so to speak. And I think we have the Bobby Storrs Boat Harbor project that is in desperate need of upgrade. And if we get the money for that from the state, great. We can reappropriate the 1% tax to Captain's Bay Road at a later date. But I think we need to be cautious on committing that for, you know, before the state's budget does come around. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson, Councilman Coleman, I mean, Luby.
Yeah, I appreciate where they've moved this to, and that's where it belongs. It's a capital project. That's what the 1% fund is for, is the capital projects. And, you know, our sales tax is up this year, so that fund has, you know, the funds in it to be able to cover this. The other part of it is that there's a possibility if there is, you know, if we don't receive that grant, that this won't happen at all anyway. And that money may still be there at a later date. But I believe this is where that belongs. And it also brings us closer to balancing our budget. So I think it's right where it needs to be. And thank you for listening to all the comments made before. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Luby. Any further discussion of Councilman Coleman?
Yeah, I guess I'm missing the point on the timeline. I agree in that this is the money. The money is there, be it budgeted for this upcoming fiscal year, but we already have, I believe, what, $17 million. Sitting in the 1% special, it's there ready to be used, be it on Small Boat Harbor, if we get this grant or whatnot, and that was where you can come in with your budget amendment, be using that there. So it's just, to me, as a placeholder, it does balance the budget with our general fund, and our we don't have to pull money out of the appropriated fund balance. And if it's our step or anything does not go through, then it just sits there ready to be used for another project. So I just think it tidies things up a little bit better as far as the way I feel things flow in my head. So I support this.
Okay, thank you, Osman and Ruby. Any further discussion?
Hey, Mr. Mayor, if I can make a comment. I've also either support this or I'd even support a motion to postpone. It really is a placeholder at this point. And, you know, this action could be reversed at any time. So, however the rest of the council feels on it, I think I can support that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'll be in support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Council. All right, City Clerk, anyone on signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No.
Okay. This time, I'll restate the motion. Motion is to adopt Resolution 2023-18, amending Resolution 2023-16. Adopting the FY24-FY33 capital and major maintenance plan. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell? Unmuted himself?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Your vote on Resolution 2023-18. We can't hear your vote, Mr. Nicholson. If you could repeat it.
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Six yes and zero nays. Resolution 2023-18, amending Resolution 2023-16 passes. And it's been adopted. Resolution 2023-19, appropriating funds from the Cowling and Tribe Culture Camp, Camp Kungayu, as well as year-round culture preservation program. I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2023-18.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-19.
Okay.
Moved by Councilman Luby, second by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So on tonight's agenda, this is the part of your council directive to the city manager at the last meeting. And as you know, we have, I don't want to say wrestled, but we've discussed this issue at length and this year and in past years about how to approach following our policies, but also our desires to fund the Q Tribe, especially the culture camp. So on this agenda, or excuse me, this resolution will enable you to vote up or down to put the amount into, I think it's the council's own budget, and then we would fund it that way rather than the grant program. And we're gonna take a look at how to best do it to make sure they're either eligible for our community grants program or write in that this is, you know, something you want to fund, or if indeed this is the best way to do it in the future. So we're merely moving their request from what was our community support grant to another way of funding it, which would be through your own budget.
Thank you. Questions for the city manager, Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. I will not be participating in the discussion or the vote on this, as I am president of the Cowling and Tribe. Even though I don't have a substantial financial interest, it is the appearance that the position I hold and the position I hold on the city council. So I do support the project. However, I will not be voting or participating in the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. I would say you have no financial rights, but I understand your position. Thank you. Councilman Coleman? Councilman Bell? Councilman Luby, we'll wait for Bell to get on.
Okay, I think this is a great program, and I think that this program should be funded. It's been a question back and forth, not necessarily for the criteria of a 501c3, even though they're tax exempt. There's a lot of different people with it, and so I think it should be funded. It's just a matter of how do we fund it and still follow our rules. And that's why I actually asked for it to be pulled out from the grant program. So I only have one question about it. Is are you guys charging this year for anything? No charges.
Representative Grimes approaching.
No, we are not charging any of the youth or anybody to participate in CAM free the whole week, 7 days.
Okay, that's great. I think that's awesome because the funding is the community's money. So that's a good offset for them. So I'm in favor of this, and I would be in favor of funding the full $94,000.40 from the
council's
budget.
Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I believe this fits neatly into the community grant program, excuse me. And I would like to see it move back into there. It fits what the purpose and the intent of the grant program is. You know, in the future, though, I would support some change or even a directive to the city manager to craft language that would fit that within the grant program and within the rules, whether it's a change in the program rules or resolution or ordinance. This year, I will support the full amount that's asked for with a footnote that it be non-precedent setting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. First, I want to preface my comments with the fact that, you know, I fully recognize the benefit that Camp Q has always bestowed upon our community members. And I think it's a valid and an important project to continue. However, I feel like this is absolutely the wrong place to do this. It's a sponsorship. Usually when you go through community grants, you go through a vetting process. You put in an application, you have to follow all these guidelines. You have accountability as to where you're going with your money, so on and so on. It's a really good project. We've been doing it for years. I know we had the stickler with the 501c3. Issue. I think we should have addressed that on that end and say it stay in community grants because that's exactly where this belongs. We should have changed if we want to continue this. Our language for community grants program is a sponsorship. So that's the first thing. Like I said, is the whole process of the need statements. When you do a sponsorship, that's not necessarily there. There is no oversight on any of this. If you have a need, present your need, you're granted it. And we've done this, but for really, really small amounts. I mean, you know, we did it with the salmon project drone, you know, $5,000-$6,000. Okay, this is asking for nearly $100,000. So I think that's important that you have that kind of oversight when you're dealing with fair money. The second thing I have to say that even, you know, you're following, even following purchasing policy. Anything over $50,000, you go through RFQs. I mean, you have to put stuff out from proposals. And so anything over $50,000 for a sponsorship is just, it raised the question, is like, are we even following, you know, our city policies? And then the third thing I have to say is, you know, we ask, this kind of blows our budget out, our council budget out of proportion. We ask all departments to stay within the 5%. Why are we not following that ourselves? So, I mean, it's a double standard, and I can't approve this. It's unfortunate that it has come to this. I think last year, we really addressed and said, here's what's coming in the future. And I think there might have been a failure on council part not to address it through the grants policy that we had. I think that needs to be addressed. So I can't support this resolution as it's written for the entire 94,000. Thank you.
Okay, Councilman Dunkel.
I'll be in full support of this. You know, we've been funding this for a long time. And I know we had a problem with 501c3, yeah. And we kind of addressed it at the same time we did in the last few years. Being a nonprofit and doing this nonprofit work, I think I do agree. I think we should have kept it on the grant program. But as we decided and give directive to the city manager of moving it and putting it on our operating budget, I think this year I will support it where it was written and recommended. And I want to see what we can do in the future and year where we can fund it next time so we don't have this discussion and we don't run into this into this situation again. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Any further comments from the council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead, Councilman Nicholson.
Yes, I will be in full support of the culture camp. So I am in support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. As I was saying before we move on, this is not a sponsorship. This is considered a appropriation funding from the general fund. And in what this is doing is giving an opportunity to the tribe and the city to work out an agreement to be within the programs because they're not 501c3. Just for the life of me, for 24 years that I've been involved with the tribe culture camp, why this even is an issue. It's great for the community. And as a one single word, 501c3, we're sitting here debating this process again. So I'm hoping that the tribe takes the initiative to work out a program to be part of the grant program. So I just leave it at that. This is not a support grant. This is a grant for, if you want to call it, education process or whatever. But it is a culture camp. And so I'll be hopefully to get this passed and approving the 94,000 coming out of the general fund. Okay,
Mr. Mayor, if I can, I think having been, this is my seventh year doing the program, actually fifth, because I think administration had the community support program for 2 years before planning took it over. I'd like to propose bringing forth at a future meeting, an amendment to we have policies, that is a policy that we can amend. And I think we could amend that language. I brought it to you all just before, just to make sure where you all are, if that's the path to go. But having myself sat through these discussions several times, I think it behooves us to address it, because you all know it's a very important program and an organization, and I don't want to ever make someone feel like we're not in support of what they're doing. And to keep moving it around and discussing it, almost in putting it in a negative light, and that's not what I think any of us want. So if you choose, I'd be happy to try and work up some wording, because we present it to you every year, what the policies for the program are, and focus on that for the coming funding year. And then maybe we can have the discussion ahead of the application process. So I'm happy to speak out on that tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, the manager. So we'll work on the policy. I remember we talked about this the last meeting also, and I think that everyone traveling for almost 2 weeks during this whole last part of the month, we hadn't had an opportunity to get together. We need to do that if it takes a directive from this council to make it happen. Let's see. Next. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
Yes, Anthony's here to be accepted. Yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to thank you all for supporting and contributing Camp Nye over all these years. I know this puts your guys' rules in a difficult situation, which I can understand. We would be more than happy to work with you to make sure that we're on the right place. And I thank you for not really, you know, making us turn this into a 501c3, because that really does take away our tribal sovereignty over the program. And it also takes away a lot of our funding that's specific to tribes for this type of programming. You know, over the last few years, I've learned a lot from everybody who's there, and to continue to be able to provide this program in this community is an honor. And I will do my best to continue to find more funding so that we don't have to ask for this kind of funding in the future. We are really working towards that with some of our funders, some of the grants that are out there, and I'm learning a lot on how to make sure that, you know, that we fit these grants into the appropriate spots. Being able to provide this to not only our tribal members, but the community and the region as a whole, for us all to come together to buy this, it's an amazing event, and we want to continue that practice. Thank you.
I have a question. Your comments from a couple of council having to be having some kind of oversight, you willing to provide a funding report as to how this money was spent for the council after your camp is done?
Absolutely. That was one of the things that I was, there's no way that we would take any kind of funding like this and not report back on. We can provide that. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Great. Any further comments for Visha? Thank you. Great. Thanks. Anyone else speaking on the phone or Zoom or in the chambers?
No, yes, sir. Right,
thank you. All right, I'll restate the motion. Resolution 2023-19, appropriating funding for the Coalinga Tribe Culture Camp, Camp Kungai, as well as the year-round culture preservation program. An amount of $94,000 from the general fund. Have a roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. We sent unmute requests to our participants. All right, Councilmember Bell.
Yes.
Yes. We
can't hear you, Mr. Nicholson.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember Robinson?
Abstain.
Councilmember Coleman? No. And Councilmember?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of five yeses and one abstention.
Point of order, sir. It was four yeses.
Four yeses.
And one no.
And one no and one abstention. That's where I got okay. Four yes, one no, one abstention. The resolution 2023-19 has been approved. Been adopted. Next item is resolution 2023-20, authorizing the mayor to sign the first amended and restated memorandum of understanding between the Cowling Tribe of Unalaska, the City of Unalaska, and the Unalaska Corporation. May I have a motion and second to adopt resolution 2023-20.
Move to adopt resolution 2023-20.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. This resolution stems from the earlier effort that we adopted and supported a trilateral agreement for the Internet Innovative Readiness Team. We adopted it in 2020. And the three entities, of course, are the Q Tribe, Unalaska Corporation, and the city. The three parties are continuing to work together on future projects, and this resolution merely aims to solidify that working relationship, which I was firsthand able to see how well received it is by our state legislators. So it's on here to prepare a new, but basically reaffirmed agreement. It's the same agreement as before. Staff is recommending approval.
Thank you. Any council comments? Councilman Robinson, then Tungle, then Bell, then Nicholson.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Like Mr. Homka said, that it has an extremely positive impact on our federal and state delegations. It's all too often that people go into Juneau you'll have a tribe going into Juneau or Washington, D.C. asking for something, and then have the city come in right behind them and say, no, they don't need that. We need this. And it leaves the representatives and senators in a kind of a lurch. So nothing gets done. But we've seen real success. It really showed in the trip in December of how well that worked with our federal delegation. So I support this.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Tungle?
I do support this, yeah. There's a big impact when we go do for lobbying on this. And some other communities are really surprised how our community with the city corporation and some of with the corporation and the Kawalang tribe being in one and focusing on one direction, it kind of puts a positive outcome when you approach our senators and legislators. So I'll be in full support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Bell?
Yeah, I'll be in support of this too, this resolution. And I would echo the same things that Vice Mayor Robinson just stated. It is met well with when we do some of these lobbying trips. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm in full support of this. It's always good to have everybody working together. And, you know, our voice is heard much better when it's all as one. Thank you.
Councilman Nicholson, Councilman Coleman.
Yeah, I don't have any additional comments.
Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I think it's great that we all come together. Things always progress better when you are united. So I'm in support. Thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Thanks. In the state of Alaska, there are only 5 communities that have this type of an agreement. And it came to light when DOT, DOTPF or the airports got some additional money for planning. And the first people they called and the only people they called were the ones that had this type of agreement in place. To be able to receive that type of money. So it does work, and it speaks volumes.
Yeah, I support the resolution for many reasons. If nothing else, it's time that we work together as a community to benefit the community and not hamper each other by knocking on the door on one side and the other team is on the other side knocking on the door trying to get in. So we need to have this program. So I appreciate the hard work of those individuals this last couple of years to make this happen. And I think it's a good thing for the community. Okay, thanks. Let's see, City Clerk, anyone signed up for comments?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. Resolution 2023-20 authorizing the mayor to sign the first amended and restated memorandum of understanding between the Overland Tribe of Unalaska, the City of Unalaska, and the Unalaska Corporation. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly. Excuse me, Councilman Ruby. Yes.
Yes.
All right, I'll come back to you, Mr. Nicholson. Robinson?
Yes. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Thank you. I got your yes. Tungle?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6 yeses and 0 nays, the resolution 2023-20 has been adopted. The next item is resolution 2023-21 committing to provide 24.04% contribution estimated to be $3,162,462 for the total project cost of $13,155,000 for the community transportation program Captain's Bay Road paving project if selected by DOT. And planning field to support. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-21.
Move to adopt resolution 2023-21.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Hungo. Turn us over to City Manager.
Thank you. So what you have before you is basically a lot of grants require a demonstration that you have the funds and will commit to them if you are funded. In a short explanation, that's what this is. They'll be meeting, the DOT will be meeting on our applications and all everyone else's applications at the end of this month. So this is rather timely. We definitely want to be sure that if there is money to be funded and we are awarded, we meet this requirement that we've demonstrated we have the match committed. So staff has prepared this and recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. Any council discussion at this time? Councilman Pullman?
As I've said previous, I would not ever step in a support Captain Bay road improvements unless there was grant money attached, and this so because of our commitment if we are awarded this, this is our necessary amount that we have to spend, I will support this spending for that because of the grant.
Thank you, Councilman Goldman. Councilman Bell or Councilman Nicholson, comments on 2321?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in full support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson.
Yeah, I'll make the same comment. I will be in support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further comments? No. Okay, thank you very much. Restate the motion, adoption of resolution 2023-21, committing to provide 4.04% contribution, estimated to be $3,162,462 for the total project cost of $13,155,000 for the Community Transportation Program Captain's Bay Road Paving Project, if selected by DOT to support. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Coleman?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Temple?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Roll call vote 6 yes and 0 nays. Council has adopted resolution 2023-21. Next is ordinance 2023-03, first reading, adopting the fiscal year 2024 operating and capital budget. May I have a motion and second to introduce ordinance and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on May 23rd, 2023.
Make a motion to schedule ordinance 2023-03 to public hearing and second reading on what was that? Digital?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Thank you.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Ruby. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. The matter before you has been under review through our budgeting process. All of the information and all of the presentations that you have heard heretofore, including the community support grants, our CMMP, our rolling stock, our facilities maintenance plan, all of those are included in this budget, including the departmental budgets, and they're here for your review and scheduling for the public hearing process.
Okay, thank you. Council discussion? Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I just want to point out that we have nothing coming out of appropriated funds. We have a balanced budget. Thank you very much. Good job.
Councilman Coleman.
All righty. On your memo, it says, have your memo, please. Major changes to the draft previously presented. You've got some bullet points. Sales tax revenue estimate increase $1.159 million. So according to your layout here, your numbers aren't, so your property tax is at 8.809809 draft budget. And here you say sales tax has increased this much from the, not, you hear, you follow me? So it's your revenue for sales tax is at 9,781,800. And then that's an increase of 2.131 million So I'm assuming we're property tax, there is no increase expected in property tax. So you've got, it was 8.8 and it's still 8.8. Sales tax has been moved from your previous draft budget on 4.7, the one when we first saw it, was 7.6 and is now at 9.7. So that's an increase of 2.8. I'm just trying to. So your bullet point is correct or wrong? Because it doesn't seem right to me. And then your change just doesn't seem right to me if it is a sales tax.
So I'm going to ask our acting finance director to approach the podium. But as he does that, I just wanted to point out that we did take seriously the challenge to have a balanced budget presented to you. And one of the things that you're seeing in here are some changes in what we predicted our revenues to be. As you saw our financial report, but for, I'm sure there are salary savings in there. You always are very conservative with what we budget and predict for revenues, and we're always conservative at the other end of what we budget a lot of money for our services, and there always seems to be carryover. So I did direct finance director to take another look at our revenues because it doesn't make sense to not put together a balanced budget when we're that conservative. We're not meeting your goals and objectives, and we're not presenting a true picture of what our budget is. So with that, I'd ask Mr. Darnell to answer your questions.
Yes, you're correct. Thank you, Counselor. The numbers in the budget are correct, but the numbers on the memo are not. Thank you.
And there's a difference of, and so, of 2.1 million. I guess I'm not too even sure where the 1.159 difference is.
At this point, it's incorrect.
Still, okay. and so I take it then the changes to the raw seafood tax, the business tax landing, the resource landing, those have all increased based on just renewed estimates then to try to get a better picture of what our, from in a month's time, you have increased those substantially.
So, well, actually, those were in conjunction with our consultant, Mr. Kelty.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So I have a kind of, and I apologize because this came up in an earlier, and it kind of dawned up when we were talking about financial statements. And so it might be here, so I apologize to everybody if it is obvious in our budget details. But the 911 enhancement tax, okay? So I'm wondering how is that appropriated in the next fiscal year, because it's special and it's supposed to go towards public safety and it's supposed to go specifically towards that system, whether it be training or operations or equipment. So I'm wondering how is that reflected in the budget for those particular department, and how is that spent? Is there a line item for that particular use of that funds? And then do those funds have to be spent, or can they roll over each year if they aren't? I think they can roll. So I'm just wondering about that particular, because it is a special revenue. And so how is that accounted in our expenses and budgeting?
Is there a copy of the budget attached? Can we move to the special revenue section for the E911 funds, and they'll show that the funds are appropriated and from memory, along with, in conjunction with the acting fire chief, is how we developed that budget. So we have approximately 75,000 in E911 estimated, and it's spent, as you see up on the screen. And then Do you want something more specific than that?
Thank you. I apologize. It is something that had just dawned on me earlier, and I didn't have a chance to look through So this is great. Thank you, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That answered my question really quickly.
You're welcome.
I don't have anything further. I do want to say, I want to echo Ms. Luby's comments. I've always been a stickler for a balanced budget, and it doesn't mean bringing in money from your savings account to balance it. It means your expenses, your revenues need to be equal in your expenses, vice versa, period. So anyway,
thank you. Going to ask that question about your bank account, which is in here.
So I want to thank you guys for it's the first time I've seen that in quite a while. So appreciate the effort staff has done to make that possible.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. What's that big one? What's she looking at? Oh, we haven't figured it out. Thank you. Any further discussion from the council? All right, hearing none. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No.
State the motion. Motion to adopt ordinance 2023-03, first reading, adopting the fiscal year 2024 operating capital budget.
Point of order, sir, it was to schedule the ordinance for public hearing and second reading.
That's 8:22. Roll call, please.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Nicholson. I'll come back to you. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Humble?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson, your vote on scheduling ordinance 2023-03 for public hearing and second reading, May 23. We can't hear you if you're speaking. And you've just muted yourself.
It's still online.
Mr. Nicholson, do you have your vote, please?
Mr. Nicholson, can you hear us over? Turn your thing off mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 68 yeses and zero nays. With this vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing and second reading on May 23rd, 2023 for ordinance 2023-03. Next item is the ordinance 2023-04, reading authorizing the city manager dispose of surplus personal property by manufacturer buyback of specialty chlorine gas containers from Pyramid Water Treatment Plant. I have a motion and second to introduce the ordinance 2023-04, scheduled for public hearing on May 23rd.
I'll move to schedule ordinance 2023-04 to public hearing and second reading on May 23rd, 2023.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Tungle. Turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tonight, this represents work of city staff that identified specialized safety equipment was slated for demolition. Public Utilities has brought forth this ordinance because we could sell the excess equipment and we'll make more than $25,000. Looks to be valued at about $30,000, and we would need council approval in order to move in this direction. And staff recommendation is approval.
Okay, thank you very much. Council discussion. Councilman Bell or Councilman Nicholson?
No comment. Thank you.
No comment as well.
Comments here. So, has anyone provided information or provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion or adopting ordinance 2023-04, first reading, authorizing city manager to dispose of surplus personal property by manufacture or buyback of specialty chlorine gas containers from Pyramid Water Treatment Plant and schedule for second reading on May 23rd. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Campbell?
Yes.
Yes. Robinson?
Yes.
Yes.
The roll call vote is 6-0. This vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing at second reading on May 23rd for ordinance 2023-04. Next item is the motion to second to go into executive session.
I move to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters related to if the meeting is discussed in public, it makes no harm to reputation of the person. As in the executive session, we demand that the council member continue and city attorney Brooks Chandler.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Trumbull. Hearing no objection. We are in the executive session at 9:25. Give us 5 minutes to clear the room, then we'll get on it. We're back into regular session. We're out of executive session at 10:30 p.m. We may have a motion and second to return to regular session.
I make a motion to go into a regular session.
Second.
Second by, moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Luby. No objections. We're back in regular session. 10:30. See. Resolution 2023-20, authorizing. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-22, authorizing the manager or the mayor to sign an employment agreement between City of Onalaska and William Homka to serve as city manager for the City of Onalaska.
Second.
Councilman Robinson, second by Councilman Ruby. Council discussion. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. It's pretty tough to find city managers in this day and age. I'm really thankful that Mr. Homka stayed and filled in where he needed. What became clearly obvious to me was that there will probably be no other applicants for the city manager that would call us to meet our needs. And I've seen a vast improvement in Mr. Homka being able to travel with him. He grasps things pretty darn quick. So, and I'm looking forward to working with
them. All right, thank you. Councilman Tungle.
I do agree. I think think Mr. Amco has stepped up a lot and cover a lot of the position, play a role, not just being a city manager, but he built being out of a lot of being having a lot of opening in the city that he filled in and perform a lot of the duties. I think and holding this city together, I think it proves that it can be trusted to become our next city manager. And I'm be willing to work with him and get the city moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Next, I've got Councilman Bell, then Ruby.
Council Member Bell, if you're speaking. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm unmuted. I don't really have any further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Bell. Councilman Ruby, then Coleman.
Yeah, I'd say that thank you for sticking with us, even though after you said no, you stuck with us and you did an awesome job. And you really want this job to learn to do what you need to, to succeed, and you've done an awesome job. Just doing what you needed to do and keeping the city running. And you've been doing the job for a while, and you've been doing a really good job of it. So I want to say thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Luby, Councilman Coleman, then Nicholson.
And I think that's a good credit to your ability to be a great civil servant and to be able to step in and up and just fill that role, even though, that we were hesitant for a while. And so really, without complaint, we just continue to move forward. So I think we'll all be working to, getting to know each other better and working together as a team again to make this a great place to work for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, I think Mr. Humpko is going to do an awesome job in the position, and I have all the faith in the world in him. And I don't think he's going to let us down. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Now it's my turn. All right, thank you. I like what I've seen in the last 3 months working with you and your improvement on your job, your dedication to the community, and you're willing to learn from other people that makes you a better city manager. So I look forward to working with you. Thank you. The city clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
I'll restate the motion to adopt resolution 2023-22 authorizing the mayor to sign the employment agreement between the city of Unalaska and William Humpka to serve as city manager in the city of Unalaska. Roll call vote, please.
Certainly. Nicholson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 6-0, the council has adopted resolution 2023-22.
Congratulations.
Congratulations there, Bill.
If I can just say the only time I think that was waiting on the service was when my wife would actually show up for our wedding.
Thank you, Bill. Resolution 2023, authorizing the city manager to enter into a professional service agreement with Chris Laddick, doing business as Chris Laddick Consultant. I have a motion and second to adopt resolution 2023-23.
To adopt resolution 2023.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bowman, second by Councilman Robinson. And this demo of Councilman Robinson, then Bell.
Yes, I support this. Mr. Laddick had served this community for 14 years prior, left an exceptional team here, some of which Bill is going to be able to be taking advantage of, a couple of them. So, I just really respect Mr. Laddick's work and his dedication to this community, even after he's moved on. So I'll all support it.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Bell, then Councilman Tungle.
Yeah, I'll support this resolution too. It'll be a valuable resource to Mr. Homka. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell, Councilman Tungle, and Coleman.
I'll be in full support of this. I think Chris will bring his experience and guide Bill if it's needed, and I'm pretty sure Bill will be getting some points experience at the same time with Chris Laddick. So I'll be in full support of this.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Next, we have Councilman Coleman, then Councilman Ruby.
Yes, so this is a little bit of investment I'm willing to make to help you in your seat.
I recognize that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Luby, then Nickerson.
Yeah, I agree that that Chris is a great asset to the city and will be to Bill, especially when he has a question that he can't answer or maybe just needs a little bit of guidance to direct him the right way. So I have faith that it'll be a good resource for Bill. So I'm in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. It'll be Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in full support of this. I think Mr. Laddick is going to be helpful to Bill, and it's something that I'm glad that we can retain him for a while. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. I look forward to working with Chris Laddick. He has a great experience in his back pocket that this community has benefited from for many years. And I look forward to working with him and Bill to work with the council. Okay, at this time I'll restate the motion is to adopt resolution 2023-23 authorizing the city manager to enter into a professional service agreement with Chris Laddick, doing business as Chris Laddick Consulting. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly. Louie?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
And Bell?
Yes.
Thank you. Roll call vote of 6 yes and 0 nays. With this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2023-23. Okay. Council directives to the city manager.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I make a motion to direct the manager to bring to the council a plan for site control for IFHS fashioned after the current agreements between the city and IFHS regarding parcel ID 0409232.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, second by Councilman Coleman to bring plan forward on site control on the IFH plan for the additional areas. All those in favor, roll call. Roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Robin?
Yes.
Roll call were 6 yes and 0 nay. Directive has been approved. I need a directive regarding the tribe policy revision and review to bring to the council and motion. A discussion yet, yeah. City manager provide policy change regarding the Cowling and tribe. Distribution.
Yeah, just a motion to bring back a policy change regarding the community support program to be able to include the tribe.
Okay. Moved by Councilman Tungle.
Second.
Second by Councilman Robinson. Roll call.
Certainly. Coleman? Yes. Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Roll call vote of 6-0 in favor of this directive to support the Cowling and Tribe Fund policy. Roll call, please.
We already did.
Oh, did twice. Okay. All right, community input announcements. This is the final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements. Start with Councilman Robinson.
Yeah. I was hoping this meeting would be just a little bit shorter because it was my wife's birthday today and only got back yesterday. I just want to wish my wife a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Any more announcements? Anything on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay. Having completed all items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 10:47. Thank you. Good night, Alaska.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, you guys. Thank you.